the Frankensteiner, the diving bulldog, the double chicken wing. No, these are not submarine sandwiches. They are wrestling moves. And before the International Ring of Grapplers was founded in Lansing 2 years ago, the best chance you'd have of seeing one of these maneuvers and the high-flying wrestlers who performed them was likely on television. But since 2012, the Pro Wrestling League has staged more than 16 live events, many in the Lansing area, and there's another one coming up in a couple of weeks. Here to tell us more about the local wrestling scene, Ricky Pinnell Jr., one of the co-founders of the International Ring of Grapplers, or IROG. Also with us, Danny Shea. Danny's a pro wrestler based here in Lansing. He's listed at 5'11", 220 pounds. I do not have a bicep measurement, however. Welcome to both of you, Ricky and Danny.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ricky, you're one of the co-founders of the International Ring of Grapplers. Tell us about how you got started. What possessed you to start a pro wrestling league in Lansing?
Well, actually, it's a friend of mine named Rigo Flores. He's like a fanatic about wrestling in every sense of the word. And, you know, a love for wrestling and music, things of those sort, that just, and a need for it in this area and family-friendly events. It's like, why not bring it to Lansing and things of that? So you got WWE. Why can't we be the next thing out?
So his enthusiasm was contagious,
very much so.
And you caught it as well. Did you guys do any market analysis? I mean, how did you know that there'd be enough fans out there to sustain this?
Actually, like I said, with him being such a fanatic about it, like, and he actually went into training, so he actually took the time to figure out and to see what was actually viable to go about making this company actually work, and to see if there was a market for it. So once we got into it and actually talked to different promotions throughout the state, not only in this area, it gave us a better shot at seeing where we needed to be at.
What kind of regulatory challenges did you have to deal with? I mean, were there bureaucratic hoops you had to jump through? I mean, licenses and insurance and all of that
stuff? Yeah, definitely. All the paperwork, that's always a headache in any sense of the word. Then also with the marketing of actually trying to let people to be more accustomed to seeing what we have going on with the wrestling, the different types of entertainment that we can provide for them, actually finding the different venues, that's a different situation in itself. But once you get through all those like different problems, it's that much more easy to like figure everything out and actually try to put on actually a good show.
And how do you find wrestlers like Danny?
Well, we have a great booker that goes by the name of Josh, Roger Street. He's a wrestler too. So when you have guys within the industry and know how to find the right guys, it makes it that much more easy.
Danny, you're a pro wrestler in the IROG. How long have you been wrestling professionally then?
A couple of years now. I just trained a couple of years ago and then got back active last October, actually. So.
And you trained for this. Tell us about your training. What did it entail?
It was 12 weeks, 4 nights a week, 4 hours a night of training. And it was pretty grueling, actually.
They just didn't send you to Navy SEAL training?
It felt like it.
I can imagine. I read an article last night about what Navy SEALs go through.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So 4 nights a week, 4 hours,
yep.
4 hours a night.
At the House of Truth in Detroit is what it was. I looked at a couple schools. I thought about going to Tampa, Windsor, all these other places. But I met the promoter, the guy there, Truth Martini, and I knew right away there was a fit.
The guy's name is Truth?
Truth Martini.
The House of Truth.
Yeah, the House of Truth, yeah. He's an agent for Ring of Honor. He's one of the best in the industry. He's also a manager in the industry, too. And he's probably the best trainer, I think, personally.
What did they teach you?
They teach you everything from etiquette to how to walk,
etiquette
how to talk.
Was not the first thing I was expecting to come out of your mouth.
Hey, we have class.
Tell us. We got a man. He's a well-mannered pro wrestler. Come on. Tell us about what is one point of etiquette that you learned in your training?
One thing was when you're a new guy, you ears open, mouth shut.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be the guy, the loud mouth in the locker room. Everybody don't like, you know.
Why am I not surprised to hear that one? What kind of toll does this take on your body?
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, the first time I trained, I broke 3 ribs 6 weeks in. So, that was just from, you know, training. But the bumps that you take and all this kind of stuff, like each one you take on that mat is a 30-mile-an-hour car crash on your body.
I can imagine.
So that's why a lot of these guys at 40, 45, sometimes 50, if they get lucky, are stumbling around, you know, hard to get around or whatever. Yeah. But we're crazy, so we like the, we like the business. So.
We're crazy and we're proud, but we're crazy. Who pays your health insurance?
I do.
Okay.
I pay for it out of my own pocket, okay. actually. So.
Now, there are storylines involved. Yeah. Some of our listeners are going to be shocked to hear this, but there are storylines involved in professional wrestling. How do you guys know? Tell us about those storylines, Ricky.
You can say basically with the storylines, depending on the theme and what we want to have for the show, and then also when it comes to booking guys like Danny, once we figure out, hey, like, say around you want to have a Halloween show. So, like, recently we had an event where we had Michael Myers versus Captain America, actually.
Okay.
So, and having a match like that, you're just trying to figure out.
Yeah, there's a storyline.
Yeah, right? And so, because you're just like, okay, let me see, is he actually going to die or is he going to come back? Michael Myers was really happening. But so, like, when you have those type of things, it makes it kind of that much more easy to figure out, like, what type of matches. And then sometimes we might, on the fly, depending on whoever we may or may not book, we can just change it up as we go, depending on if the match is going too long or the right people aren't there, like, to actually make the match as strong as it should be. So we just throw at different monkey wrenches in a situation, and it makes it that much more entertaining, I think, for the fans, because we have guys go out into the crowd with the fans. Fans might get an elbow in or something of that sort. So it's a lot of times, yeah, you're right, it's predetermined. But, hey, isn't the movies that we watch, too, as well? So
how do you participate in that process, Danny?
They pay me, so I do what they tell me to do. Okay. So, yeah. I can have input or whatever, you know, because all of us collectively working together makes the show that much better. But usually the promoters and the guys running the show know what they're doing, so you just kind of go with the flow with what
but
they say.
But there is some spontaneity involved in this thing. Now, and we've got the face and we've got the heel. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the face and the heel.
The baby face is the technical term, the good guy. That's where the ones that the fans all want to cheer for. They want them to win. The heel is the guy who's getting away with, you know, he's cheating. He's getting away with everything. The ref isn't seeing it, you know, and the fans can't stand the guy. But they love to hate him usually.
So Captain America is the baby face, and Michael Myers is the heel.
It might be the other way around.
Depending on if it's a Halloween show, they might cheer for Michael Myers. So,
what is the scariest moment you've had while wrestling?
My first match, I went head first into the mat. I almost broke my neck. Pretty much, I heard a crunch, a flash, and then I just kind of laid there in the ring, got rolled out of the way, because it was a 4-on-1 match. We were against this 6-foot-plus, 300-plus pounder.
Against one?
Yeah, we got our butts kicked. But
wow.
But that was the move. I chose to take the move that he said, you want to take it? So I said, sure. I figured he knew what he was doing, and what happened is I got spiked in the mat instead. So,
any second thoughts after that?
No, I went to training the next day.
Episode.
I went right
you
back
went
at it the next day.
Right back at it the next day.
Toughness.
What's your favorite moment so far? Is there a moment of pride and glory that you have played over and over in your head?
Honestly, it's my favorite moments is when the crowds are into it. You know what I mean? The more they're into it, the better. The easier it is for me. So the better I do my job when I'm out there working that crowd, the better it is overall. It's a sense of joy. I've always been wanting to entertain people since I was a kid. So on a grand scale, a larger-than-life scale, being able to entertain people and sway their emotions like you do, it's probably the greatest experience right there.
Our guest today on Current State, Danny Shea, a pro wrestler based here in Lansing and a member of IROG, the International Ring of Grapplers. We're also talking with one of the co-founders of IROG, Ricky Pinnell Jr. Ricky, what's been your highlight since you've started doing this?
I could say our biggest highlight, like, we have an event coming up June 13th, and it's, I could say, like, the festivals that we've been a part of within the state. And actually, like Danny said, like, providing joy and entertainment for the youth and just families in general throughout the area, because there's so much different crazy things going on, but to actually give them something on a Friday night or a Saturday night that they can enjoy themselves to and actually see that elation on their face, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. You can go to the movies if you want to, but you can go to Netflix and watch the same thing, but you can't go to a live event and then actually get involved in it. We had a hot dog eating contest, different things where the fans get to jump in, throw pies at our ring announcers. So it's like, and we were at Rockapalooza in Jackson last year, so we had fans come in and do bumps with the wrestlers. So it's like, when you have those different things going on, you can't beat it. The smile and the joy, and then parents jumping in, screaming at the wrestlers. this is a great time overall.
Do you feel like support for this is growing in the Lansing area?
Definitely. We're just recently within the past two issues of the City Post paper. So, and that's a mid-Michigan guy. So we're not touching the radar of a lot of people. I think they're starting to put us out there that much more. Yeah. Then we get respected.
And tell us more about the when and where of your next event.
Our next event is June 13th at 6 p.m. at Green Union Hall, which is located at 1200 Marquette, Lansing, Michigan. The also name is Think Live Music. They're a live production company. They're basically like our family, like our sister-brother company. Ticket prices are $5, but you can definitely, when you come out, you're just going to enjoy yourself. It's live pro wrestling. You can't beat it. Friday the 13th is the theme, so you can just imagine what might just happen. Might bad luck, good luck, anything.
It is the night for a wrestling event.
Absolutely.
Ricky Pinnell Jr. is one of the co-founders of the International Ring of Grapplers, or IROG. Danny Shea is a pro wrestler based here in Lansing. Gentlemen, thanks for talking pro wrestling with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You.